This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. The group of seven leading economies says the war in Ukraine is creating the global food and energy crisis throughout the world. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Canadian Foreign Minister Melanie Joly told reporters at the G7 meeting that huge stockpiles of Ukrainian grain are stuck inside Ukrainian warehouses, unable to be distributed because of the war.
We need to make sure that these cereals are sent to the world. If not, millions of people will be facing famine, particularly in the Middle East and Africa.
German Foreign Minister Annalena Baerbock has said Russia is aware and responsible for the issue. Russia is preparing the ground for new crises to deliberately weaken international cohesion against Russia's war. The G7 nations also called on China not to help Russia, including by undermining international sanctions or justifying Moscow's actions in Ukraine. I'm Karen Chamas.
Ukrainian forces began a counteroffensive Saturday near the Russian-controlled town of Izum in northeastern Ukraine. This, according to a regional governor, Ukraine wants to push Russia from its staging area there and prevent it from encircling thousands of Ukrainian troops on the eastern front of Donbas. The Russians turned their focus on Donbas after they failed to capture Ukraine's capital, Kyiv, at the start of the war. Ukraine has regained some of its territory there, including its second-largest city in the northeast, Kharkiv. Fighting was also fierce on the Seversky-Donetsk River near the city of Severodonetsk. The governor of Luhansk region said Ukrainian forces repulsed Russian attempts to cross the river and encircle the city. VOA News. North Korea said Sunday a total of 42 people had died as the country began its fourth day under a nationwide lockdown aimed at stopping the impoverished country's first confirmed COVID-19 outbreak. On Thursday, North Korea acknowledged for the first time a COVID-19 outbreak and ordered the lockdowns. State news agency KCNA said the country was taking swift state emergency measures to control the epidemic. A day earlier, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un said the spread of COVID-19 had thrust his country into great turmoil and called for an all-out battle to overcome the outbreak. KCNA reported that health authorities had set up more epidemic prevention posts and urgently transported medical supplies to hospitals and clinics. By Sunday, KCNA said at least 296,180 more people had fever symptoms, 15 more had died. Experts say North Korea appears to lack the capacity to test tens of thousands of symptomatic patients. Overall, North Korea has reported 820,620 suspected cases, with 324,550 still under medical treatment. A federal judge in the United States has blocked part of an Alabama law banning anyone from giving transgender minors gender-affirming medication. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
The law took effect May 8th, making it a felony punishable by up to 10 years in prison to prescribe or administer gender-affirming puberty blockers and hormones to transgender minors to help affirm their new gender identity. Parents with transgender children and the Justice Department have challenged the law as unconstitutional. The judge issued a preliminary injunction stopping the state from enforcing the medication ban while that challenge goes forward. He left in place other parts of the law banning gender-affirming surgeries and requiring school officials to tell parents if a minor discloses their transgender. I'm Ben Thomas.
Hundreds of people in Nigeria's northwestern city of Sokoto demonstrated Saturday over the arrest of two students following the murder of a Christian student accused of blasphemy. Africa's most populous country is roughly divided between Muslims and Christians, but religious tensions and deadly clashes are not uncommon, particularly in the north. Deborah Samuel, a student of Shehu Shagari College of Education, was stoned to death on Thursday. Her body was then burnt by a mob of students. Police said they made two arrests following the incident and were searching for other suspects. Recapping,
the law took effect May 8th, making it...
Reporting via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.